Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His R Reality Blogger with one G, realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And as you said, you know, we pretty much all know about these problems, but what do we do about them? How do we get rid of these criminals who have been doing this for such a long time? What is the solution? Clint?
And oh, shoot.
So what's the solution?
Do I have you?
Yes.
Okay. It's a very difficult question, but it does have answers. Just a note for people who want to actually see, before we answer that, the weather modification in U.S. code, which is, you know, our code, that chapter U.S. code title 15, chapter 9A is titled Weather Modification Activities or Attempts Reporting Requirements. Okay, and it goes through everything you need to do federally to get the license to by the weather. Okay, so it is not some, you know, the denial thing that you see in movies where they go up and ask the senators, do you know about weather modification? No. No, it's right in U.S. code. You can verify it yourself. As far as what we can do about this kind of thing, you know, I had a really good idea that I don't really have the power outreach to implement, and that is what I call a do not consent list. Because, and this is based on the consent of the people, because no one is writing of their congressman or their governor or whoever and saying that I don't consent to this prima facie law you've created. In other words, the law that is based on the consent of the governed or the presumed consent. This is such an important topic. It's why I always cover it. And if everybody, let's just say one person in every part of or every state or every city or every square mile, for that matter, of America were to say, I don't consent, just one person, to these chemtrails, or it's weather modification that's being sprayed over my head, how then can they justify spraying something? Because it's affecting that minority of one that doesn't consent. And then if everybody starts sending these letters in of written non-consent to some trails, to such things as GMOs, to such things as is happening in these prima facie codes that are coming out, at the very least, you'd have a recourse in court. You could say, you're spraying, here's the film of it, and yet I specifically told you I don't consent to you spraying or to you vaccinating or to all these different things that are coming out of the Executive Department of Government. Okay, that's one idea that I would need significant help to get together, because you'd have to send letters to your governor of your state, to your city, to the federal government, to all the different executive branches. But, you know, it could be a form letter, and we could all do that. It's one idea. The other idea is much more dramatic and much more, it's revolutionary, really. It's basically...
Okay, will we just shoot them all?
Well, no, it's what this country was founded on, and that's a bunch of people getting together and having these common law courts and putting these people on trial. That's law. That's true law. When the people get together and actually have a common law people's jury, okay, that's when real law starts coming out. That's when the people speak. Government cannot usurp that. Well, they can and will, but they're not supposed to be able to. And if enough people start doing that.
All righty. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back, and we'll also take some calls.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Clint Richardson, and you were talking about a solution, and I know that there are people who are working on various issues, like the people who are working on the smart meter issue in a community that is close to me, and I think the biggest thing that we have to do is unite, and that is something that many of us have not done. We don't get together. We don't unite as a cohesive group because of the nature of our society. There's so much diversity in our society that we have a tendency not to think of uniting. But this group in Naperville has done just that, and they've been very effective. And I think, if we were going to have some sort of court, that sounds like a pretty decent idea.
Well, it's you had my friend from Colorado, Bert, on the show, correct?
Yes, I did.
And he explained that he actually relinquished his what they call citizenship to the United States.
Right.
Basically, that means that he quit his job as an employee or person of the United States. And if we really want to get down to the nitty-gritty of the problem, it's that we all are actually organized. We are organized as persons, not people, but as persons under the United States. This is the the so-called straw man, which really equals your person, your corporate personhood, the thing that attaches you to this United States and makes all of this U.S. code have authority under presumed consent. And if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, that is the root of the whole entire problem. It is why the United States, when I say the United States, I don't mean the 50 states. I mean the federal government, which is a foreign corporation located in Washington, D.C., a 10-mile square area that is not one of the 50 states, yet it includes in its definitions the 50 states capitalized as basically federal districts, governors, senators, congressmen, as we discussed in Title V, are employees of that corporation. They are not there. Police are not there. No one's there for the people or the protection of the people. This whole system has been set up to protect that corporate structure. And the least thing that we should ever do is try to fight that system in a court of what they call law, because the government and each state has assigned the rule, the lawmaking, the code making over to the Bar Association. When you say law, you should be saying bar, okay?
Right.
We are in a situation where we cannot fight this in court because the courts are not representatives of the people. The courts are representatives of the bar. Lawyers, attorneys are representatives of the bar. When you take an attorney, you are literally, according to code and according to court procedure, declaring yourself incompetent to stand trial for yourself. Therefore, you are a ward of the court, and the court can do whatever it darn well pleases with you at that point, unless you know how to fight.
Right, right.
And so obviously education is a big key, but that bar association only has power over persons. And if we all did what Bert did and became people, Bert is not a person. Bert is a people of Colorado. He has separated himself from the corporate structure. He does not have a Social Security number. He does not have a lot of the benefits that we consider benefits that are really enslaving us. The important part, though, is that he is actually what we all call ourselves, which is a free man. We are not free men because we are blanketed in that prison called a person. And this, perhaps above anything, is the solution to not being blanketed in this entire U.S. code that's 170 feet long that no one in their entire lifetime could ever possibly comprehend.
Right. It's getting enough people to let go of the goodies that they've come to expect from government, and saying, okay, I'm going to, divorce myself from that and do what it takes.
And you have to get people to see that the government is dangling a $1 bill over your head, and you're jumping up trying to get that $1 bill.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, his right hand, the government's right
is
hand,
is taking everything from your pocket.
Exactly. $5 out of your pocket for every dollar that it delivers. You know, this is not service. This is not a benefit. This is, right now, people, they just raised Medicare costs. They just raised drug costs to the point where now the worst group out there are becoming our pensioned seniors. They can't afford to live because they're raising Medicare costs. People with HIV who are completely dependent on the system, their Medicare and drug costs have raised so much that it's more than they get to sustain themselves to live from the government. People who are
trying to get rid of useless eaters.
Sure. And you know, well, I mean, we probably should face, I mean, if I were to be real dubiously honest, I would say that they're trying to set up a system that's the survival of the weakest, as opposed to survival of the strongest, as it traditionally has been in nature.
Sure.
I mean, if you really think about it, and that's a very dangerous place when the working class can barely afford to house themselves. and the, you know, I, every time I go to Tahoe or Las Vegas, I'd see nothing but seniors gambling away their Social Security or pension checks. And that's, you know, that's a shame to me because
sure it is.
With sure 200,000 veterans on the street starving and homeless, they're pulling slot machines. There's a real disconnect, I think, sure. going on here.
We do have a bunch of callers. Why don't we take a couple of calls here? Let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Freedom Fighters.
Hello.
I wanted to tell Clint that you remember when he was on he took John's show. He became
right.
the host, and
right.
Peter was on there.
Right.
You remember the people were, like, getting ecstatic with you because of what you were saying?
About?
And this one lady called into John's show a week or so ago. And John doesn't go back and listen to the shows because he's so busy. So he promised her that he would have you on his show. I don't know if he's called you yet. To discuss what happened on the show that day, because she was, like, freaking out because what you said about the Federal Reserve and about Ron Paul. Do you remember that?
I vaguely. I didn't really say anything about Ron Paul. I think she brought up Ron Paul. probably previous things I've said.
About the Federal Reserve.
Okay, so what is the point, though, Barry?
Well, I just wanted him to let him know that John's going to be calling him and having him on the show here in the future.
Okay.
So that he's prepared for that. And also, you're looking for solutions, and that's what he just said is perfectly what you need to do. You have to change your political status and make a declaration of the true facts of who you really are based on the real laws, not the legal laws that they have set up. Because we went from lawful to legal. And I have quite a few people in my group that have done that, and I'm in the process of doing that.
Well, that's right. I think you mentioned that before.
Yes. In fact, Peter sent me an email this morning to remind me to start working on it.
Right.
And it's something that you can't just do it in 5 minutes. You have to really think of what you want to put on there so that it's, that the law backs it up, the true law, not the legal law that we have today.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, what country was that had all that snow? Because I didn't get to hear you from the beginning.
Oh boy, you name it, it's everywhere. Over
you're talking
in
about Europe.
You know, what's that?
Was that in Europe?
Europe?
Yeah, all over Europe. It's also, you know, Russia, Kosovo. They had a stadium collapse, I believe. I believe it was in Kosovo.
No, we're talking about Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia,
okay.
Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine, Germany.
But also Tunisia, places that, you know, like where they filmed Star Wars, the desert scenes, have 31 inches of snow. If you really want to look at some of these stories, I recommended a website. It's one of my favorite websites. It's called iceagenow.info.
Yes.
And it has all the record low temperatures
because,
and record
snow. I'm going to get off the phone. What happened in the Gulf with the oil spill and all that helped completely stop the flow,
the current.
The stream that goes from the Gulf and it goes up through Europe.
Yeah, the current, the Gulf Stream.
Yeah, the current. It accidentally is going to make that stuff happen even faster now because of that. And I believe they did that on purpose, Deanna.
Oh, I think
that
they do everything on purpose. I don't think any of this stuff is accidental. But I also don't exactly believe everything that I hear. We do have to take a commercial break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, okay? So stay tuned.
sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8. All specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All righty, welcome back. Okay. thanks, Dan. Barry, you're still on the line? Did you have another question or comment? We have a bunch of people lined up.
Real quick. Clint, you need to go back and listen to that show. So it's not that John Stetmer is going to scream at you and all that. He just wants to know what the confusion was.
Well, listen, my friend. I am nothing but a messenger. Ron Paul is less an employee of the federal government than anyone else. It's simple as that. I took apart his bill. I explained to people that the bill will do absolutely nothing, and that's it. Just a messenger.
Okay. If you're anything like me, I can't remember 15 minutes ago, so that's what I mean by listening to the show again. And also, when you change your political status, what I brought up earlier, you also you do a UCC WAN, and then you have it registered with the Secretary of State, and you can use that number to come up with your own ID card also.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Barry. I appreciate your call. You know, as far as
have a great day.
You too.
As far as the Gulf Stream and the BP oil spill, there's a gentleman by the name of Lennon Honor who made this fabulous movie and showed that some of the people that they used were actually actresses, and that some of the camera footage was just a repeated, you know, they never showed you anything new, And he demonstrates in his film. He raised a lot of questions for me. If anybody would like to have the URL to that film, just email me. And I would not, I don't necessarily believe what the media said about the BP oil spill. And I think that we need to question stuff. We don't need to just accept. We need to question everything. So speaking of questions, we have a whole bunch of callers. So let's take Judy in Idaho real quick. Judy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your programs that you have, Deanna, and the articles that you write for News with Views. And I appreciate especially when you have your guests on that you do. I know Clint. About 2 or 3 years ago, I attended the Axiom Conference in Salt Lake, and I live out of state of Utah, but I attended that because of the various speakers he had coming into that and the subjects that were there. And it's just, he's remarkable to me, that the knowledge that he has about so many of the different issues and the areas. I've watched his Corporation Nation films, the vaccine documentary, and I really suggest that if people haven't gone on his website and his blog, that they do that. The information that he puts out, he is one that, like he said, he is a messenger, and I learned so much from him, and my friends do also, and I just am so pleased he's on your show today. I did want to mention, I've been quite an activist with chemtrails over the last 12 years or so, and then I got busy the last year as I had relatives and family members and many friends from California, where I lived for 35 years, with the smart meter issue that came in, and with them getting sick and heart arrhythmia, insomnia, and then in my state up here, as they're installing the smart meters, people are getting sick here with critical health issues and very detrimental. And this is something that I would like to suggest. I heard you mention that. And I'd like people to be aware. I don't know how many are listening from Utah, but tomorrow, and it's, of course, it's always hard to get this out, the publicity, but a permit was obtained yesterday, and the smart meter group there in Utah, the smart meter safety group, is having a demonstration out on the sidewalk of the Salt Palace, because in Utah tomorrow, the governor and the legislators, and there are big CEOs from different corporations, of course, the energy department, you know, Washington, D.C., they will all be there at the Salt Palace. And last Sunday in the newspaper, for the first time, apparently, they put this out to the public, and you could register. And when you click on to register to attend that, it says that it's full. There's registration is full. And so there's no way you could get in. You could go stand at 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to see if you can get in. And there is a fee of $85 for that. But there will be people that will be congregating there. And like you say, people have got to band together. One or two people can't go before the city council. I know a woman that did that in Spanish Fork, Utah. I got an email from her over the weekend, and her little boy has heart problems he's developed from the smart meters. They will not remove the meter even for health issues. And before these are put onto your homes, you need to prevent that. And with this demonstration from 9 to 1 o'clock out on the sidewalk tomorrow, they're encouraging people to make signs and to come and join in with them. And I hope, Clint, that you with your We Are Change group and some of those, that you can make them aware of that and help to be supportive of that, because we need to expose what Agenda 21 is all about. The smart meters are part of the smart grid under Agenda 21. And I love it when you talk about that, Clint. I've heard you on the station there in Utah. And when you get on and talk about that, that is so important for people to know about Agenda 21. There's so many things, we can't keep up with it anymore.
It's true. Well, I appreciate it. Just a disclaimer here. This woman is not a paid actor. She has not been paid to promote me.
No, I am not. But I am certainly one that when I know that you're on a program, and I happened to call Clint this morning to tell him about the demonstration, and he said, I'm actually on RBN right now. So I hurried and got on, and I've heard your shows before.
All righty. We do have to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Thank you, Judy.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Clint Richardson, and we do have a bunch more callers. Let's take Sheila in Pennsylvania. Sheila, welcome to the program.
Hi, hi, Deanna. Hi, Clint. Happy Valentine's Day to both of you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Deanna. You know what? I've been listening to your show, and you know what? This is proving itself to be so overwhelming, isn't it? I mean, all these different facets of this Agenda 21. And it's almost like we have to make ourselves self-made scientists and to keep up in all these areas and connecting all the dots, what they're doing to us. With that said, I was listening to Clint, what he was bringing out about chemtrails, geoengineering, aerial spraying, which is all the same thing, different words for the same process, which led me to do more research on this. And I don't know, have you ever heard of Morgellons disease?
Yes.
Okay, because I was doing research on that. And in doing so, I found out about nanorobots. Have you heard of that at all?
No.
Okay. This goes really deep, and it's even hard for me because you have to almost be a scientist in order to really grasp this, but I'll try the best I can. And it goes with the chemtrail, so I just want to put it all together. There are these scientists that are in the process, and they've been in the process for a long time in building machines. These machines actually live inside of our bodies. And what they're doing is they're altering the DNA within our body. And this goes coincides with Margellans, because I don't know if you've ever had a chance to look when people had extracted these things that are underneath their skin, and they're like fibers and all different kinds of crazy-looking objects. They actually are proving themselves to be these nanorobots. Now, I said all of that to say this. Also, in my research, I found out, which I knew about HIV, and I knew about Legionnaires, but I found out that the government is actually designing these viruses.
Of course.
Right. I knew you knew it. But I just want to add, in case you didn't know, or maybe your listeners didn't know, some of the viruses and bacteria that they actually developed in their laboratories are Legionnaires' disease, HIV, Lyme disease,
cancer. I mean, you name it. Just about everything that every chronic disease that we have basically is developed and injected via vaccines and all kinds of things. And Clint has done a really good job with his lethal injection movie, The Story of Vaccination, which came out in September of last year.
Wow, I have to see that.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
He's got the whole history of it, so that's a very good thing to watch.
Oh, great. Okay, and I just want to end my conversation because I stumbled on this, and I thought this just blew my mind. I'm just going to have to read it, because I wrote it down word for word. It has, the use of human subjects will be allowed for the testing of chemical and biological agents by the United States Department of Defense, accounting to congressional committees with respect to the experiments and studies. The Secretary of Defense may conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological warfare agents on civilian populations within the United States. And it's under public record 95-79, Title 8, Section 808. And this was recorded July 30th, 1977/91, Stat 334, and then it's also under Public Law 97-375, Title 2, Section 203A1, December the 21st, 1982, 96, Stat 1882. I don't
right.
know if you're aware of that, but...
Right. Clint mentions a lot of this in his movie. Right, Clint? He just dropped off? Oh, could you call him back? Yes, Clint mentions this in his movie and talks about all of the legislation that is passed that actually, where, as you said, actually tells the people, the citizens, what the government can do to us.
And this is more than outrageous. I mean, as you well know, and this is beyond anything that you can really even wrap your mind around. I mean,
sure.
I mean, I have, Deanna, I have. But anyway, I'm not going to hold you up because I know you have other listeners on the line that want to speak. So I just want to tell you thank you for letting me speak, and I hope you can get Clint back on.
I actually just got back on. let me just say that a colleague of mine, actually, when he was researching before he sort of got, you know, if you start researching into more Jellins or trying to treat it, the goons come along and pretty much force you to stop. What he found when he put these things under an electron microscope, you know, most people don't have an electron microscope, but what he found and figured is that these things are not only microchips, but they are imprinted with serial numbers, and they are then fused onto artificial or synthetic red blood cells. And his conclusion, based on years of research into it, is that everybody has these things in their body, and only certain people develop the symptoms or the effects of those depending on several factors, one of those being how alkaline or acidic your body is, how much abuse you've had, whether your lymph nodes or where. There's all kinds of different factors. My my cousin actually is infected with this and pretty much won't leave her house. It's a very real thing. They've collected samples. So anyone out there that hears that this is not real, or that it's in your head, or it's imaginary, or you're picking your skin because you have a mental condition, do not let that get you down. Do not listen to that. These doctors have basically told my cousin that, yes, they know it's what it is, and no, they cannot acknowledge it. Please leave the office. Okay, that's basically what's going on with these things. So for those of you who consider yourself fortunate not to have these things manifest, the chances are, it sounds like, in all my research and my colleagues, that you already have them, and you're just fortunate enough that they're not activated in whatever manner that they become active.
So how do we get them? How do people develop these things?
This is the question that I have, and I keep saying I'm going to make this part two of the vaccination thing, and one of the patents that I uncovered is actually about the nanotechnology that goes into vaccines, and these things are designed, they're nano machines, and they're designed to carry a specific thing, whether that be a pathogen or, you know, a virus or whatever, good or bad, it doesn't really specify. They're designed to carry those things to us. They're intelligent. They go to a certain part of the body. They're attracted to a certain frequency of whichever organ they're specifically attracted to. They get carried there either through the blood or the amniotic fluid. And they are designed to either be leaky, meaning they release whatever they're carrying over a period of time, or they are designed to hold what they're carrying until a certain substance or frequency or light or whatever it is tells that little nanobot to release whatever it has inside of it. This is a patent. I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. But it is part of, if I ever get it out and quit getting distracted, it is part of the next documentary on vaccines. So, again, very real. You can find the patents on these things. There's no, for everybody who thinks and gets told that this is all in their mind, trust me, as a 24/7 researcher who's turning into a hermit in his basement, trust me, this stuff is very real, and it's not in your imagination. There are people trying to do stuff about it. There are people trying to, I dare say the word heal, because it would be illegal for anybody to actually practice medicine without a license, but there are people out there that are trying to do something about it, and I'm hoping to bring those people forward at some point.
Great.
So,
alrighty, thank you very much, Sheila.
Thank you, Deanna.
Okay, alrighty, let's take Willis in Idaho. Willis, welcome to the program.
Wow, you guys talk about, you know, you get on here and you have a thing to say, and by the time you get on, it's like, well, I've been looking into that Margellans a little bit too, but that's just some more earth-shaking stuff. Clint, I'm gonna stop just short of jumping on the Mutual Admiration Society. I've been following you for a while too. I find your bird dogging sense mostly accurate. I agree with very much of what you have said and have done into my own looking into it. Have found you to be mostly correct. I have a question. You were talking about attorneys and lawyers and titles and nobilities and such as that. There is a man on this network, Dr. Frederick Graves, and just this last Friday, he's an attorney, and I don't know where he got his doctor from, but okay, we'll give it to him. I think he's mostly tries to be a genuine person, I think. That's my gut feeling and just listening to him. You know, of course, the good ones are going to be the guys that give that impression to everybody. But my question to you is if, you know, he just this last Friday he put on a big thing about debunking all these patriot myths about these titles of nobility, about you know, what attorneys really are, who they really represent, and things along these lines. And I really want to know, in the spirit of truth, I wonder if I might be able to facilitate some kind of an event where you and he could come together and he could say what he wanted to say, and you say, well, what about this? And just bring the facts out so that we could really know, because I've done, my last 20 years I've really looked into the law, and I've found a lot of these patriot ideas, there's some of them hold water, some of them just don't. He's saying, of course, none of them do, and that being an attorney and going this legal route is the only way to get anything done. I tend to disagree with that. And I wonder if you would be up for a gentle debate, or just to get these ideas out on the table.
I am never opposed to talking with anyone. Although I will say that you got to keep in mind that attorneys or someone who studies law really studies one thing above all else, and that is the use of fallacies, the use of appeals to popular thought, appeals to pity, red herring arguments, anything to obfuscate what needs to be brought forth. And I've found that a lot, and I'm more than willing to have a discussion with anyone, even if they're yelling at me. I understand there's frustration and confusion about a lot of things, and I appreciate your comments. What I try to provide are nothing but sourced facts, followed facts or government documents, followed by my, I guess, interpretation of what that means. But I would be very happy to have a what you might call a, you know, if the gentleman you're referring to is really a trained lawyer, and he uses his practices that he would use in court, then it'll be an impossible situation, because you really cannot win an argument or even come close to the point of getting your point across with someone who is trained to purely obfuscate facts.
Right,
so, but I'm more than willing. More than willing.
I appreciate that. Your esteem just moved up several more steps for me. I think that if we could just get the two of you, we might be, those with discerning ears would be able to hear if that really is what he's doing, and that would be my whole point. That would be my whole,
sure.
If he avoids those subjects, and if he does not answer those questions, that will be all the answer I need, right? He'll answer the questions without, you know, without.
Sure. Willis, who is this guy?
His name's Frederick Graves. He does jurisdictionary. I have his course. He's selling a course most of the time is what he's trying to do. And he's on Friday nights. And like I said, he when you listen to him, he's kind of out of touch. He speaking of titles of nobility and whatnot, he says, we, you know, it's never I did this, it's we. And, you know, you assume that, is he talking about he and his wife? But no, it's we. But I think that he also, in this jurisdictionary course, there's some good points in there.
I have heard some wonderful things about the jurisdictionary course. I don't have it myself. I choose not to follow anyone else's advice or non-advice, non-legal advice when it comes to that. I will never have an attorney in court, period, end of story. My argument in court will always be, first of all, I'll have to have a jury, because that's my right. And second of all, I will just simply tell the jury, we're here to simply understand what law is or what code is. Is this prima facie or statutory law? If it is prima facie, it requires my consent, and I do not consent. That's the only thing you need to know. You could take the entire Title 42 of U.S. Code, which is the, you know, the Internal Revenue Code, and you can throw it all in court. But the fact is, it's prima facie law. It requires my consent. End of story. That's all I have to do is convince. I don't have to be emotional. I don't have to go through all these techniques or the Delphi technique or anything else. I just have to prove what law is. And law, prima facie law, is very cut and dry. It is written in the U.S. Code that it requires consent. Simple as that. So I don't go the route of a lot of these folks and get all crazy with the straw man. And it's just a matter of never, you know. But like I said, I don't want to talk poorly of someone on that I don't know of. So
you haven't. You haven't done. What is the best way to get a hold of you?
You can email me at Clint Clint. At CAFR1, CAFR1.com, and that's the numeral one.
Okay.
All righty. Willis, we Thank do you. Have to go to break. Clint, we have to go to break. I would be happy to host that.
That would debate. Be great. And I would probably request that someone like Bert or someone else be on there, too, because he sure knows a lot more about court procedure than I do.
Yes. All righty. We'll be right back.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And welcome back. Our guest has been Clint Richardson. He's got three websites, realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. This Thursday I'm having Peter John Simpson on, and he talks about law. So that might be a really good program to listen into. All righty, you wanted to talk about the Agenda 21 update.
You know, I got sent an article, and I just realized it was 2011 instead of 2012, but it is important because, and maybe people know this, probably not, though. It says Administrator Jackson signed the first Memorandum of Understanding, which is a very delicate way of saying a treaty, between the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and the United Nations Environmental Program, UNEP, during the 26th session of the UNEP Governing Council meeting, Global Ministerial Environment Forum, and it was held in Nairobi, of all places, Kenya, in February of 2000. And basically what it says is the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, identifies areas for strategic cooperation, including strengthening environmental governance and regulatory capacity in developing countries, creating healthy urban communities, facilitating the transition to a green economy, and responding to global challenges such as climate change and providing scientific leadership. So apparently we are in need of the United Nations Environmental Program to handle all of those things. So these are the types of things that are happening on a constant basis with Agenda 21, with all these things. Now, interestingly also, Arizona just came up with a bill that people should be paying attention to. I wish that I actually had the name of that. In fact, let me get it real quick because it's kind of important. In Arizona, I'd like to congratulate Arizona because Senate Bill 1507 is in their little Congress down there. And the title or the explanation says it prohibits implementation of the United Nations Rio Declaration, which is Agenda 21. When you refer to Agenda 21, you're talking about that original United Nations Declaration called the Rio Declaration from way back when. And this bill would actually basically cut any type of contracts or anything from the any kind of government cooperation from the United Nations. So I applaud whoever created that bill, and I think people should check it out. It's Senate Bill 1507 in Arizona, and we should support this in a major way and try to get our own states to do this as well, because this is a federal program. And federal government recognizes states as nothing more than federal territories. So we really need to do this on a state level.
Well, absolutely. And we need to be working on many things. Well, the smart meter issue, which is a very big issue that we've talked about on this program today. And we need to stand up. And, you know, it has to do with the energy policy that was written in 2005. And that was not mandatory. You know, none of this stuff is mandatory, but if we don't, as you said, if we don't say anything, it's consent.
We consent. Yes. It's a shame. Listen, Deanna, I want to thank you again. I always love being on your show, and I love your callers.
I love having you on the program. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.